1260 AM Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A lot of nominations approved in just one vote.
46, 47, 48, 49, 50.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer as the Senate confirms the military promotions at once, just hours after Alabama's Tommy Tuberville lifted his blockade the Republican had been protesting, a Pentagon policy on abortions. More than a month after a trickle of foreign nationals left Gaza by the Rock Crossing,
the State Department
is now saying more than 1,000 Americans are trying to get out. House Republicans negotiating with the White House over Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to tie funding for Ukraine to U.S. border security.
Without border security, the vote stands just in the House, not with House Republicans.
Florida GOP Byron Donalds.
So here's
the Speaker says the House
the
will
box,
hold
Justin
a formal
Garcia.
Vote to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. The White House pledging $3 billion to start laying track for high-speed rail between Las Vegas and L.A. This is ABC News.
Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane. As we get you set for the first experience we've had in the quarterfinals of this in-season tournament. And Dave, we now know some of the answers to those questions and the uncertainty over what happens in all those scenarios. But it's very clear now, you win, you head to Las Vegas and play the Indiana Pacers. If you lose, you will play Friday night in Boston against the Celtics.
Yeah, it's pretty cut and dry at this point, but still some uncertainty surrounding this. It's just, you know, it really does in a lot of ways simulate that playoff feel. Obviously, the intensity is not going to be the same knowing that your season's over if you don't succeed in this matchup. But that uncertainty of where do we go? Look, tonight if the Bucks win, we go to Vegas tonight. If they lose, we stay here and then head to Boston come Thursday. So even just from that perspective, it's unusual. But to me, in some ways, as a guy who comes from the college space prior to doing these games, this a little bit reminds me of bowl season in college football, where who wants to be in that bowl more? Who wants to win this game? Who does this mean more to? I thought last night, watching the Pacers play against the Celtics, I thought – the Pacers wanted it more. They were the team that was new to that environment. They hadn't been to the playoffs in forever. They were the team that had the energy. They had the crowd behind them. The crowd was into it. What will the crowd be like tonight here at Fiserv Forum? Will it be different from a normal game? This is a group that's seen a lot of playoff basketball, not the same as Indiana. So it's just an interesting dynamic as you watch it play out. But it is two teams that typically play each other very close as well, although the Bucks have gotten the better of it seven straight.
Very close games that we've seen. And ironically enough, these are the top two teams in fourth quarter net ratings. The Bucks number one, the New York Knicks are number two. That both of these teams have been very, very good in the clutch and in those moments with the game on the line. And I know we've joked about it before, but it would also be nice if we didn't have another one of those clutch games and if the Bucks could avoid that and just win by double digits a couple of times.
Let's not get greedy. Hey, it is true, though. I mean, but for Milwaukee to have won 14 games this season and to have won eight of them in clutch situations is pretty remarkable. That's where it is, right?
It's nine.
Oh, it's nine. Yeah, so nine and three. That's right. But you've got 12 of your 20 games have been games that have been within 5 points in the final 5 minutes. It's been an amazing run, and it does tax you. So I thought it was interesting, too, what Coach Thibodeau said coming into this game tonight, as we heard from him just a little bit ago. He said sometimes he thinks the intensity of this situation, these games, can be a byproduct of having had some time off so everybody's fresh. It's not as though one team's coming in on the second of a back-to-back or having played three games in 5 days, that type of thing. So it is nice. The Bucks have been off 2 days, and for this Knicks team, they've been off three, which gets to that point maybe a little too long, and sometimes a little bit of rust can creep in.
We shall see. And again, the winner of this game moves on to Las Vegas to play the Indiana Pacers on Thursday. When we come back, we will get you up to speed on some news around the league on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Hear that? It's the sound of a winning December at Pottawatomie. Play with your club card December 7th, 14th, and 21st. The more you play, the bigger your share of $400,000 in reindeer rewards. And like a classic Midwest winter, the wins can really pile up. Dash to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee for your reindeer rewards. 400 grand worth. Learn more at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I score.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Well, as we mentioned last night in the quarterfinals, the Indiana Pacers became the first team to punch their ticket to the semifinals, thanks in large part to Tyrese Haliburton recording his first career triple-double in a 122-112 victory over the Boston Celtics. So the Pacers now wait for the winner of tonight's game. The loser will play the Boston Celtics on Friday. And in the West, the New Orleans Pelicans game between the Suns and the Lakers in your Western Conference semifinals. That game also on Thursday. The winners of the East and West semifinals will face off in the finals. That game will be played Saturday night in Las Vegas. The Bucks and Hydrite have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through steals for meals. Hydrite will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. Prior to tonight's tip, 76 steals on the home floor for the Bucks. Thank you to Hydrite for their support to fight hunger in our community. When we come back, we will get you up to speed on the injury report for tonight's game on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as we move closer to tip-off here in the quarterfinals of the in-season tournament between the Bucks and the New York Knicks. Time to take a look at the injury report for tonight's matchup. Injury report is brought to you by Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. For the Bucks, no Pat Connaughton, still recovering from that right ankle sprain he suffered in their final group play match against the Miami Heat last week. Connaughton remains out for the Bucks, and so does Jay Crowder, still recovering from that left adductor surgery. Those are the only two players out for the Bucks tonight, as Andre Jackson Jr. was listed as questionable. He was dealing with back spasms that forced him out of last game. Andre Jackson Jr. will be available in tonight's game. As for the Knicks, the only notable name on their injury report is Evan Fournier, questionable with a non-COVID illness. When we return, we will head courtside and get the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials. Let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Friedert.com/cancer.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, picking roles and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time now to go courtside and get the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Andre was questionable. Will he be available for you tonight?
Yes, he's in.
You mentioned at practice just the you don't normally get a couple days to sort of game plan for opponent. What was this like for you to be able to kind of go through this with your staff for the first time in sort of a win or go home type situation, you know, preparing for a specific opponent over a couple days?
I thought it was very productive. I got a really good staff. They're working extremely hard. You know, it's often around the clock, so I'm really appreciative of all the hard work that they're putting in. And, you know, we're no different from any staff. We watch a lot of film. We collaborate. We try to work together and put the best game plan together, and that'll give us the, you know, best chance to win. But ultimately, you know, it's always the players and our you know, group of guys have been great just going out, executing our plan. But, you know, we do it together. That's the bottom line.
First time you guys took on the Knicks, Brunson goes for 45. What do you, when you looked at the film, feel like you guys might be able to do better against him tonight?
Well, you know, he's crafty. I think continue to guard him. You have to defend him without fouling. And that's kind of a tough task at times because you want to keep your physicality, but also you don't want to send him to the free throw line. But, you know, he has, you know, he's cunning with, he knows how to, you know, draw fouls, and he does a great job at it. So it just, you know, one thing I would say, just have the discipline when you're guarding him to keep him off the free throw line.
Coach, it seems like the in-season tournament is really turning out to be what the NBA wanted it to be. What's the vibe that you're sensing from your players entering this elimination game?
A lot of excitement. You know, the city's excited. We are excited for the opportunity. But we have to, you know, prepare. And people say it's like a playoff game, but it is. It's a playoff game. That's the way we're approaching it. And the players have been great. And like I said before, we've had a great couple of days to prepare, watch film, get on the floor. And also preserve their legs for tonight. So looking forward to a good outing.
We'll hear more from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin coming up after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. So, yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Holy season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on salads.
9 to 13 ounce Taylor Farms chopped salads, just $2.89. Or 14 ounce Dole coleslaw, just $1.09.
I carumba, hot prices on salads.
Chopped salads, $2.89. Coleslaw, $1.09.
Enjoy healthy eating on ready to eat salads and save big time money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Time to hear some more thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
If you guys go from one team that was really good on the offensive glass to another tonight, Clint Capella, kind of a similar dimension to what you see with Robinson tonight. What did you guys take from that experience two nights ago? You can apply tonight, or is it in how do these two teams differ with how they get it out?
I mean, they differ, but they're probably more similar than anything. You have, you know, Trae Young, you have Brunson, very elite guards that can fill it up. And then both teams have, you know, bigs on the glass. That puts a lot of pressure on your defense to limit them to one shot. So, I think the Atlanta game definitely helped as far as preparation and, you know, tune up for this game, because we'll see the same. You know, it's going to be Tibbs teams they're going to be hard fought. It's going to be a physical game, and I think the team that, you know, is the toughest without, you know, fouling. You know, you keep your physicality without fouling. You got to keep them off the glass. You know, they're number one in rebounding, so. There's just certain things that you're going to have to do when you play the Knicks. And, you know, I think, you know, it's going to be great. I think our guys are really excited for the opportunity. You can feel the electricity, you know, in the air when I'm talking to the guys. I'm excited, even though I don't look like it. I'm very excited about the opportunity to get out there and compete. And, you know, for our guys, it's having that competitive spirit about ourselves. You know, there's a trophy, we want to hold it up, and I think that's where the pride comes in with our group.
Trae obviously is a unique point guard, calls for the decision to blitz. Would you consider double teaming Jaylen today?
Everything's on the table. You know, when you are, you know, you have a adversary like Jaylen Brunson, pick and rolls, he's elite, you know, and so we may have to change our defensive coverages, switch things up. But, you know, it just starts with being solid at the same time, just being solid on the ball. You know, he's going to make some shots. You know, we just got to make him, you know, make his catches hard, make his shots harder. And then when he does makes those tough shots like he does, we, you know, take the ball out and execute on the other end. But we're going to need everything, and we're going to need everyone. It's going to be that type of game.
Those are the words of Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin, and that is your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see. Nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and get you some final thoughts heading into tip-off of this quarterfinals matchup between the Bucks and the New York Knicks next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Yonke, welcome to civic media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
TMJ.
Almost tip time here for the quarterfinals of the in-season tournament. It's the Bucks and the New York Knicks. The winner advances to Las Vegas to take on the Indiana Pacers. And I guess we start there, Dave. You mentioned bowl games, but this also has the feel of an NCAA tournament game with just the setup of if we win.
Okay, I'm up now. They had me muted. You know, it was probably for everyone's best interest, but I'm back, baby. Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's a fun event. I've enjoyed it thoroughly throughout. Hopefully we continue to. Of course, Bucks being 4-0 never hurts anything, so we'll see if they can keep that going. But, you know, it's an interesting matchup, too, this classic case of what happens, you know, like who wins when an unstoppable force, the Bucks' number three scoring offense in the league, goes against the immovable object, right? The Knicks' number one scoring defense here tonight. So, you know, fascinating. You know, one of the things I think, too, to watch for is one of the things that's made this Knicks team as good as they have been this season, coming in with their 12-7 record, off to a great start to their season, best start they've had in over a decade. But can the Bucks get to the free throw line? That's going to be really interesting. Milwaukee's got they've been top five most season, actually down to number seven coming into tonight. They haven't been getting in there quite as frequently. But the Knicks have been playing good turnover pressure defense, but they haven't been fouling. That's been one of the keys. They've got the fourth best opponent free throw rate in the league coming into this. So that'll be interesting. And, of course, anytime you play this Knicks team, it's the same story as against Atlanta. Can you get those defensive rebounds? This team, this is the best rebounding team in the NBA. I mean, you look at it, offensive rebound percentage, number two in the league defensively. They're number three in rebound percentage. But they're scoring 15% of their points, or their field goal attempts have been on second chances. That is by far number one in the league. So you cut the head off of that snake, you're going to be in a much better spot.
I hate to paint an even uglier picture potentially, but they're actually number one in defensive rebounding. So they're one in total defensive rebounding.
Rebound percentage, third. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Actually, these two things, this is something I was going to talk to you off the air. Depending on your reference, they come in different.
Either way, they're very, very,
very good
on the glass.
I can tell you this.
On both ends.
They have the number one rebound percentage of any team in the league.
Yeah.
They're getting over 54% of the rebounds, and that's incredibly good.
by a wide margin, too, that they are number one. That shows you how good, and we saw that the first time these two teams met as well. So that part hasn't changed when we talk about keys to the game, that it's going to remain the same, especially against this team. You can't turn the ball over, so the Knicks put up on the glass. The game is next. It's the Bucks and the New York Knicks, and again, the winner moves on to Las Vegas to take on the Indiana Pacers in the semifinals. The call of the game comes your way after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Enjoy the excitement of everything Bucks basketball without breaking the bank. Sign up for the Milwaukee Bucks Student Rush Program presented by Ticketmaster. You'll get discounted Bucks tickets, exclusive Dear District offers, and more. Visit bucks.com/studentrush. Register with your .edu email and start getting exclusive offers to experience Bucks basketball live and in person, even on a student budget. Go to bucks.com/studentrush and sign up now.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome to the knockout round of the NBA's first ever in-season tournament. And as that title would tell you, there is no margin for error tonight for either the Bucks or the visiting New York Knicks as these two teams collide with a ticket to Las Vegas in the semifinals hanging in the balance. Hello, everybody. Alongside Justin Garcia, this is Dave Kane welcoming you once again to Fiserv Forum. Will be the second of what will now be five regular season meetings between these two Eastern Conference foes. The Bucks will be looking to make it eight wins in a row against the Knicks and earn a berth in the semifinals, where the Indiana Pacers will be awaiting the winner of this game after taking down Boston last night. We'll have more on all of the particulars surrounding the potential scenarios later this week for both these teams shortly. But first, a few words from our partners. As Bucks basketball, as always, is presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go Bucks by Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So we talked about the winner of this game moving on to play in Vegas. The loser of this game, if it is the Bucks, well, they would be traveling to Boston to play against the Celtics on Friday night. If the Knicks lose, well, they will host the Celtics come Friday night, as Milwaukee actually had a chance to play a 40-second home game if they had ultimately lost this game and if Boston had won last night. But as if I haven't scrambled your brains up enough with all those scenarios, why don't we just play some basketball? We're about to do that. We will put the ball in the air in short order. It is your BMO starting lineups and your opening tip right around the corner. You're listening to the in-season tournament's knockout round here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask No Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Holiday hosting.
Well, the Bucks haven't lost to the Knicks since November of 2021, when then Julius Randle went off for 32 in Milwaukee. The Bucks will try to keep that from playing out here tonight, coming in with a 14-6 record against the 12-7 Knicks. And let's take a look at your starting lineups tonight, presented as always by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we started off with the Knicks. 12 wins, 7 losses under Tom Thibodeau, now in his fourth year as the head honcho in New York. His team has played good basketball of late, where they have won 3 consecutive games, as his starting five will begin with Jalen Brunson. Brunson is at the point at 6'1", 190 pounds, the six-year man, and now his second season with the Knicks, where he is currently their leading scorer, 16th leading scorer in the NBA at 24.9 points a game. He'll share the backcourt with Quentin Grimes, more of a defensive stopper, only averaging 6.2 points a game, but he makes his 18th start in as many games, third-year pro out of the University of Houston and the University of Kansas, where he split his time as a collegiate player. R.J. Barrett is at the three, 6'6", 214 pounds. Third leading scorer for the Knicks a season ago, is also their third leading scorer this year, 18.6 points a game. Missed the game between these teams last time they met earlier in November. Julius Randle, just mentioned him, he's averaging 20.4 points a contest. He's been playing some of his best basketball of late, though. Talk more about that in contrast to when these teams last met, when he was really hobbling in to that matchup. But again, 20 points in a team best, 10.2 rebounds. That's in the top 10 in the NBA. Mitchell Robinson rounds out the starting five, 7 foot, 240 pounds, six-year man, is the NBA's leader in offensive rebounds a game, 5.6 offensive boards per contest. He's averaging 10.7 rebounds overall this season to go with a 6.2 points per contest with a 7'4 wingspan. So those are your starters for the Knicks. Now for the Milwaukee Bucks, here's Eric Jensen on the PA to tell you about the Bucks starting five.
And now introducing tonight's starters for your Milwaukee Bucks. At guard from Weber State, wearing the letter O, Damian Lillard. At guard from Florida State, number 5, Malik Beasley. The man in the middle from Stanford, number 11, Brooke Lopez. At forward from Texas A&M, number 22, Chris Cashmoney Middleton. And at forward from Athens, Greece, number 34, the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. The head coach here, Milwaukee Bucks, is Adrian Griffin. Give it up for your Milwaukee Bucks.
Coach Griff turning to a familiar cast here tonight. 14th time with these five starters. They've gone 10-3 together this season. For the Knicks, the 14th game as well with their starting five. Those five have gone 9-4 so far together as well. The Bucks trying to make it 9 straight wins on the home floor against a New York Knicks team that is 6-4 away from home. They have been good on the road each of the last two seasons. Justin, when you look at this matchup tonight, where do you look first?
I really start with Julius Randle. You mentioned how he's played much better. He's the reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Week, averaging 23 points and 10 rebounds in his last 10 games and shooting 50. Really, it was just Jalen Brunson and Quentin Grimes giving the Knicks the only offense they could rely on. So if they have somebody like a Julius Randle that pops off tonight, that could be a problem.
Randle and Giannis, the only two in the league with 100-plus points, 45-plus rebounds, and 20-plus assists over the last four games. Those two have been wrecking balls. And the Bucks tonight wearing their City Edition uniforms again, those Great Lake blue uniforms with that speckle pattern on them with the mint green stripes on the sides, cream-colored numbers and lettering, Milwaukee spelled out across the front in blue on a cream-colored stripe. It is the Knicks in their traditional Association Edition white uniforms with the orange numbers, blue lettering with the blue outline, New York spelled out in orange across the chest. Our officiating crew led by Zach Zarba, 21st year. He is our crew chief. He has officiated 12 finals games. He'll be working with Carl Lane and Natalie Sago as Zarba is at center court, puts the ball in the air, and it is won back by the Knicks. It was Mitchell Robinson against Brook Lopez, and New York will start left or right into the front court on the City Edition in-season tournament courts here with that mint green stripe up and down the middle of the court with that big NBA Cup logo in the middle. Here's a shot up close. Randle couldn't get it to, or should say Barrett couldn't get it to go. Bucks go the other way with it. Outlet feed ahead to Giannis. And a turnover off the leg of Lillard. He couldn't quite handle it, so it goes back over to New York. And turnover is something to watch against this Knicks team that is just outside of the top five in turnovers forced per game, but top five. Here's a missed shot or turnover going the other way. Randle loses it. Now Milwaukee's got it. Cross-court pass. Giannis sets up Lopez way offline, wide right on the three-pointer. So we remain scoreless 45 seconds in. Barrett slings the pass to Randle on the other side. He'll hand the ball to Brunson. Brunson had it poked away. Has to retrieve it in the backcourt. Now he goes to work with 10 to shoot. Driving quickly on Beasley. Puts up a contested shot off the window and good. He is a physical presence. Jalen Brunson has had better than 40 points in each of the last two meetings, including a season-high 45 points last time these teams met in this building earlier in early November. Here's Middleton, lobs up top to Giannis, and he will send it down for the Bucks' first points of the night on an alley-oop, one that we have seen more than a few times through the years. Those two hooking up to even the score. Here's Brunson, another teardrop. He gets it to go from 10 feet this time, and that's the challenge. Again, he can lob it up on a pass, much like Trae Young, or he can score it, but probably a better all-round player than Trae Young is. Here's the turnover. Lillard was trying to get it to Giannis and sent it right to Robinson instead. That opens the door for Barrett, who goes the other direction and plunges it down with a two-hand dunk. So turnovers early in this game have been a problem already for the Bucks, who have three of them in the opening 2 minutes. And we've got a whistle and a foul going against Jalen Brunson. Brunson picks up his first personal foul. Brunson 5 points from becoming the second leading Knicks scorer through 100 games in their team's history. Past Carmelo Anthony with that beat. Here comes Middleton on the drive. He floats it off the window. No good, but there's the tip in. Giannis laid it in. Uh-oh. Giannis is down. His right foot he was holding. Now he goes the other direction. He's back on his feet running the other way, and ball goes out of bounds. Boy, his initial reaction made you kind of your stomach tense up.
Yeah, I think he came down on somebody's foot on that tip-in.
So he was credited with the field goal, but he's staying out there. Boy, that was a scary moment. You don't see Giannis grimace too often, but he was for a moment.
And he's clearly hobbling now.
Here's a pull-up jumper. Randle knocks one down from 17. Well, Julius Randle and Giannis, two guys that can hide their pain with the best of them. Randle came off of that offseason ankle surgery that limited him. That's one of the reasons they say he was struggling when he started this season. Lopez has it. He's in the corner with 9 to shoot. Behind the back pass gets it to Lillard. Lillard holds on to his pivot foot. He's got 5 seconds to work with. Turns around. Fires up a jumper on the baseline. It's no good. Rebounded by New York going the other direction with an 8-4 lead. Brunson transition three on the pull-up. He misses strong. Lopez with a rebound. He'll get it to Middleton. Middleton the other direction for the Bucks now into the front court on the right wing. Draws the defense of R.J. Barrett around the Lopez screen with a left-hand dribble and the left-hand arm sleeve. Gets it now over to the near side. Beasley leans back and launches a beauty for the three-pointer, first three-pointer of the night for Milwaukee. A Michelob Ultra 3, a Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. On the drive, it's Brunson shoveling a pass on the other side across the court to Barrett. Barrett's being defended nicely here by Middleton. Lost it for a moment, but holds on to it. Now he's going to drive with a shot clock winding down. Underneath, couldn't get it to go. There's the first offensive rebound, though, for Robinson, but he has his pocket picked by Lillard. He'll get it to Giannis. He drives inside, flips it up with the right hand, and gets it to go off the glass. So Dame Lillard pries it free. It jump starts the offense going the other way, and Milwaukee has its first lead of the game. It's 9-8. New York on the other side. Mitchell Robinson straight away on the right-hand dribble. Will hand the ball off near side right. Barrett being defended by Middleton. Middleton realized he got tied up, and he's saying he got his arm grabbed, but he got called for the foul. Adrian Griffin was talking to his bench about the potential of a challenge there to see if they had any indisputable evidence suggesting so much.
That is the vintage James Harden play that R.J. Barrett just pulled on Chris Middleton, where you get his arms in just enough and you hook him to draw the foul.
They're going to say the foul was on the floor, though. They were going to shoot free throws, and that is also a new development in the league in the interpretation of those plays where you rate for fouls. They don't give you continuation to the degree they once did. Here's Randall on the other, or rather Robinson on the other, and hands it off. Here's Barrett going into the air at the free throw line. He passes off to Robinson, who flushes it down low. And actually, it was Julius Randall that set that up for the Knicks. So it's a one-point lead again for New York. Milwaukee coming off of a game that saw 17 lead changes against Atlanta. Now our second lead change tonight. Here's a good feed inside. It's Lopez. Lopez over the shoulder. Hits Giannis on the pass, and he will staple it down on his second dunk already tonight. The nifty pass from your big man, Lopez, to set up Giannis. Realizing that the defense had converged on him. Here's Barrett on the other end. He goes up into the air. Couldn't get the shot to go, but the rebound tipped right back to him, and he will deposit it right back up and in. 12-11. Knicks with a lead. They've already had a couple offensive boards. Here's Giannis taking it down low. A couple of head fakes. He had the ball knocked away, but gets it back. Now holds off for a moment. That sends Robinson flying by, and he's calmly lays it in on the other side of the rim. So a good bit of contorting and corkscrewing in the low block from Giannis, staying with it. Milwaukee back ahead by one. Brunson on the other end, working around the screen from Randall. Missed on the three. Good box out from Lopez as he tips it to Middleton, going the other direction now for the Bucks. Chris is left of the lane, backing his way in on Grimes. Draws the whistle, and there's the foul. Second of the night for the Knicks with 6:33 to play here in the first quarter. Got our first timeout of the night. In-season tournament knockout round here at Fiserv Forum. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Friedert.com/cancer.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Well, these teams playing each other close as they have in recent meetings. It's a 13-12 game early in this one. Still in the early moments with 6:33 to play in the first quarter. Glad to have you with us. Dave Kane alongside Justin Garcia, on-site engineer Ryan Elliott, our stat man extraordinaire, back in the seat after his joyrides with the Fighting Irish in football have almost concluded. Glad to have Tommy Hecker back with us again tonight. And I think we got Jason Gordon back at the studio for our flagship station, WTMJ. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And Go Bucks, also presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So far in this game, you talk about the way it's going so far, Justin. The only real, I guess, blemish for the Bucks would be turnovers. Actually, they've only got them for two, but am I just losing my mind, or was one unaccounted for?
There may be one unaccounted for, but the Bucks have done a good job of making sure the Knicks don't capitalize on it, and two Knicks turnovers as well.
So Milwaukee with a basketball. Middleton at the top of the arc, slings it right wing, catch and shoot three. This time from Beasley, it's no good, but a nice job batting it out, however, by Portis as he sent it to Barrett, however, for the Knicks. And now he gets the offense going for New York. Pull-up jumper, right elbow, Julius Randle, a different player than the one the Bucks last saw, as he splashes his first jumper the night through. Here comes Milwaukee the other way, down by a point. Middleton will hand to Lopez. He flips the shot over the front iron and good, as the Bucks have now scored on five of their last six possessions. 5:53 to go now. Opening quarter action as Jalen Brunson are on the pick and roll from Robinson. Puts up the jumper, no good. Missed it from about 12 feet, too strong off the heel of the rim. Bucks come away with a long rebound. Lillard's into the front court. Dame crossing over, and he turns it over again. He's had a hard time taking care of the ball here tonight. That should be his third, as New York goes the other way with it. Randall's posting up on Portis. Going to turn around on Bobby. Straight on. He puts that shot off the back iron and good as the Knicks reclaim the lead. About eight lead changes already in our opening 7 minutes of this game. Lillard, other way, zips the pass to Middleton in the corner on the left side. He'll heave one up from three. Back iron strong. Nice rebound on the offensive glass from Bobby Portis. Now he goes by Randall, but then missed the layup on the reverse side. Randle going the other way now for New York. Head full of steam, attacks on Lopez, goes under the rim, now passes out to Barrett. Barrett inside, he gets the shot off quickly before Lopez could adjust. Lays it off the window, and the Knicks have claimed a three-point lead with 4:58 to go here in the first quarter. 18-15, the Knicks out in front. Coming back with more after these words. Timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bucks fans, tonight's cocktail of the game is presented by Casamigos. Visit Bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks and Fiserv Forum, where we are also presented, as always, by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, this game's going back and forth. It's an 18-15 score as we sit with 4:58 remaining in the first quarter. Knicks with the three-point lead. Both teams shooting it well to start this one. Look, this Knicks team, they're not just a defensive team, although they are a much improved group from the one that played a season ago. But, we've said it. Free throws will be something to watch, Justin. This is one of just three defenses in the league that's in the top 10 in both turnover rate and free throw rate coming into this.
Well, and they may not be a high-powered offense, but they're efficient. You see Jalen Brunson's ability to get to his spot. It's changed with Julius Randle as well as inside the three-point line. When he gets to those elbows, that's his spot, and that's where they really thrive.
Little early action for A.J. Green, who is out there now for the Bucks, along with the second-year man Marjon Beauchamp. They join Lillard, Portis, along with Lopez. Lopez looking to get rid of the basketball. He's got nowhere to go with it, so he'll put it on the floor for the time being. Now to Lillard. Dame's got it. Pulls up just inside the arc. He lets it fly. Too strong. Rebound knocked over to Portis by Beauchamp. Now Bobby will send out long three on the way from Green, and he sticks it from about seven steps behind the arc. Big time three there for A.J. Green, who had gone just 1-for-10 from three-point range over his last five games played. Good to see that one go down for the second-year man out of Northern Iowa. Brunson drives on Beauchamp on the other side. He turns around, fires up a floater, but missed it front iron. Rebound snatched off the ground by Lopez. He'll get it out of Dame going the other direction. Lillard passes off to Green. Green on the near side. A head fake passes down low to Portis. Portis working on Josh Hart. Turns around. Floats it up and in with a right-hand jump hook. And the Bucks now on a quick 5-0 scoring run. They've got the 20-18 advantage with inside of 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Brunson ushers it across the midcourt stripe. They'll work it over to Hart. Josh Hart wearing the white headband tonight. One of four Villanova guys that were part of that 2016 championship team on the Knicks roster. Now we got a whistle and a foul as Barrett threw on the brakes as he was pulling up for a jumper just inside the free throw line. So that'll be the second team foul going against Milwaukee. Bobby Portis called for his first. And it sends the former Duke Blue Devil, R.J. Barrett, to the free throw line where he has shot 84% this season. He is good on his first of two. Giannis comes back in. Good to see Giannis seemingly walking just about normal right now. We had that little scare where it looked like he landed on that ankle. Lopez going to come out of the game as Giannis checks back in after sitting for just inside of 3 minutes. Bucks outscored the Knicks in that time, 8-6. Free throw's good, and now it is a 20-20 tie as Barrett knocks down a pair. Lillard the other way, around the Giannis screen, right back to Giannis. He slings to the corner. Here's a catch and shoot three from Beauchamp, and Beauchamp buries it right in front of his bench. Side pocket three for Milwaukee will be their third on five tries, and now we got a whistle and a foul, and Lillard going the other direction as he was trying to slow down Barrett, who is headed right back to the stripe. So as that next Michelob Ultra 3 goes down for the Bucks, it's worth noting that was the difference in the last meeting between these two teams, where on the same number of attempts, the Bucks hit twice as many as did the Knicks. As the Bucks hit 20 versus just 10 for New York.
Makes up for a lot when you're putting up 3 points versus two, because the Knicks' damage was on those second chance opportunities. It was mostly around the basket.
Both free throws go down for R.J. Barrett at the stripe after he got fouled. And now it is a one-point game again. Here comes Giannis on the other side. He will pull up. Left elbow. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound picked up off the floor by Brunson. Brunson goes the other direction. Head full of steam. Going to work into the corner. Barrett grabs it there. Sends it right back to the corner. Brunson tees up a three but missed it as the rebound pulled in by Beauchamp. He'll give to Giannis. Giannis spins the other way. Feeds it to the corner. Catch and shoot three from Bobby Portis. That missed short. Rebounded by Barrett. R.J. Barrett pushing the Knicks the other direction now. Trying to work around the defense from Lillard. Missed on the scoop shot. Hartenstein with a rebound. Will feed to the cutting Hart. And Hart lays it in with a right hand. And the Knicks have reclaimed the lead. 24-23. 2:33 to play here in the first quarter. A spot in the semifinals of the in-season tournament. Hanging in the balance now. As Giannis catches the pass at the free throw line. He'll feed the near side. Another three from A.J. Green, who sticks another one. He's two for two to start his night off. Brunson the other direction goes into the paint now. He was met by Beauchamp, so he'll hand it off to Hartenstein, back to Brunson. Brunson this time has the angle, and he lays it in off the window with a foul. Wow, these lead changes holding up like $3 footstools, man. I'm telling you, we're talking about 11 lead changes already in this thing. And we aren't even through with 10 minutes.
You know, when we politely requested a non-close game, I thought lead changes came with that as well.
Well, to be fair, I think we've been requesting it for the last 2 weeks, but we have had a blind eye to our requests as he knocks down the free throw. So Jalen Brunson tonight has not had his shot working, but with those two free throws mentioned, the second fastest ever is another three-pointer on the way from Green. Drills it from the right side this time. He is raining the threes down now. Second year man's got three of them here in the first quarter. Missed shot on the other side from Hart, but that about Hartenstein attacking as he plunges it down on the two-hand dunk to even the game again at 29. So Milwaukee going the other direction. Tempo's going up here. Lillard drives into the paint. He floats it off the window and good as he gets it to go on the reverse side of the rim. Dame had been 1 for 3 prior to that make. And now New York goes the other direction. 31-29 lead for the Bucks. Brunson into the paint. Feeds it to the driving Julius Randle. And he gets one to rattle through up close. Tied again. 31 apiece. 1:13 to go now in this first quarter. Lillard steps around a screen, pulls up, long three, and he drills it from straight on. Well, the Bucks 6 of 9 now from distance. Only leading by 3 points in spite of that. New York scoring with him. Hartenstein beats the cutting Julius Randle. He'll have an easy layup as he scissors his way down the lane. 34-33, high scoring. First 12 minutes of this one. Pick it up where we left off with that Bucks-Hawks game. 3 days ago, Giannis, top of the arc, hunched over, now weaves his way into the paint, goes gliding in. He was met with a wall, and he was charged with an offensive foul. Tried to lay the shot up, but Brunson, along with Hartenstein, were in the way. They are very good at drawing offensive fouls, this New York team. In fact, if it's Brunson who, yeah, I think Brunson's probably the one that's going to get credited with drawing what will be his league-leading 15th charge this season.
Yeah, if Brunson isn't there, you're probably getting a foul called on Hartenstein.
Jalen Brunson studies that stuff on film. He has drawn 31 offensive fouls this season, by far the lead in the league. And it's moving screens, it's charges, all these different things. He's very adept at getting that whistle. Game clock and shot clock set for right 12 seconds, 10 to shoot now. Randle working inside on Giannis. Got away from him and pulls up and sticks one from 10 feet out. And the Knicks have a one-point lead. Lillard the other way. Crosses the midcourt stripe. He's got former Milwaukee Buck Dante DiVincenzo guarding him around midcourt. Passes to Giannis. Giannis working on Randle. Takes it down the lane. Glides in. Lays it off the window and good with a foul. Well, the Greek Freak is eaten early tonight. He's got 12 here in this first quarter. A chance to make it a baker's dozen as he steps to the line with a chance to cap the three-point play.
And for the last couple of minutes, with both Brook Lopez and Mitchell Robinson on the bench, we have seen both teams just attack the paint.
Giannis turning 29 years old tomorrow. Hard to believe, isn't it? Seems like the young pup who walked into this building, well, not this building, prior to this building, but he has ushered in this remarkable phase in the Milwaukee Bucks organization. And he is at the line now where he has been shooting it better of late. We'll see if that holds true tonight as he knocks down the free throw. Giannis